Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his stifles knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Planned a party they're gonna have out in the St. John's walls.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
My. Man, I'm feeling so good, you have no idea. That's right. The real Bigfoot hunter is at the top of his game. And we're going to go into some fantastic stories tonight. We're going to go from Australia to Florida to the Ukraine. And then all the beautiful states here in the United States. We got so much we're going to cover tonight. Oh, my gosh. But before we cover anything, I got to get back out there to the Carolinas and talk to my man, my main man who's got a birthday coming up on Friday, Mr. Leo. Happy birthday. Oh, my God. He's going to be, I'm not going to tell you. Don't let him tell you himself. But you know what? This is going to be your best birthday that you ever have had, Mr. Leo. And you know why? Because your beautiful wife and your daughters, they love you. You've got no idea, son. They love you more than anything. And guess what? Your family here on the Bigfoot Live radio show loves you. And all the listeners around the globe love you. So we want to make sure that you have the greatest birthday that you ever, ever, ever have. Are you on the line there, son?
I am here, Godfather. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm stupendous. No bad days. I'm living in paradise. And you know what? Every day that I wake up and I don't see those damn roots, it's another day of bliss.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people around the globe who don't wake up. Or if they do, they're seeing those damn roots. And you know what that means. It's not very happy, is it?
So, no.
I'm just cruising. And I'm enjoying life. And can't wait till it totally... We're getting closer, folks. Leo, we're getting closer, son. Let me tell you, this pandemic, it's subsiding because everybody's getting inoculated. They're practicing distancing. They're wearing their masks. And they're doing the right thing. God bless them all.
Uh-huh.
Because they're tired of it now, Leo. They're all fed up with it. And, of course, there's some states that have said, hey, we give up. I don't want it no more. We're going back to the way it used to be. God bless them. But be wise. Don't be stupid, folks. Okay? Be wise. Make sure you don't congregate with all these ton of people having parties and all that bullshit. Make sure you do everything safe, in moderation. And
that's true.
I'm telling you, I think, Mr. Leo, you're going to have one great, great birthday this year.
I appreciate it, sir.
Tom,
I really do.
I have
somebody that wants to say happy birthday to Leo.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, let me get him on here.
Sorry.
Hey, I appreciate
it. I love
it. And I appreciate it from the big fella too.
Well, Mama Leo and Mama Leo's babies, I hope you enjoyed that little tidbit for Daddy and for your man. We love him as much as you do, but make this party continue on for the entire month because he deserves it. And you know what's coming down the pike? It's called retirement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The house and having a good time and making things happen.
Yes,
like,
sir.
About that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we've been trying to get a hold of Yowie Dan in Australia. And my goodness gracious, man, we've been having problems. And go to find out, he's had some setbacks. I don't know if Father Ray has talked to him or not, but we'll find out because we're going to have Father Ray on the show tonight. And boy, oh boy, I got some news for you. He's going to be talking about shapeshifters and skinwalkers, and he's going to be talking about demonic possession. That's right. You're going to be hearing some stuff tonight that's going to blow your mind, folks. Demonic possession. So he's going to be talking about some stuff that only people really keep under the rug. But he's going to let it out of the bag. That's right. My brother, my man of the cloth for over 35, 36 years now, is going to talk about the thing that nobody talks about tonight. But before we get into that type of the show, I got to get to you. Remember a couple of weeks back we talked to Jimmy Smalls from Angle Construction about those windows and stuff? I think he's with us tonight again. Is he, Rocky?
He's listening to you right now.
Well, then, let's get him on.
He's on.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy Smalls, how are you, son?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for the opportunity to have me back on your show. I really appreciate it, brother.
Listen, we enjoyed you, and, you know, we had two or three, I don't remember how many it was, that called and wanted to know about getting some kind of quotes and stuff. So if everybody's got their ears on, okay, this is the man, Jimmy Smalls. He works with Angle Construction, and he is making things happen for people who don't have the money. They call him the window man for the people in need. And let me tell you the reason why, folks. I've talked to people from all different kinds of window replacements. As a matter of fact, about six of them. And one of them happens to be one of the largest Anderson replacement windows. And these guys here have beaten their prices maybe by one-third the price. Now, that's a bold statement to make, but I'll tell you this. He'll tell you something that I think replace eight windows and one sliding glass door, something under $6,000, which is unheard of. But, you know, I've had people that references tell me what a wonderful job they do. They're neat, they're clean. And one of the references told me they got there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by noon they were done. There was five people on the crew. Never heard of such a thing. I've had one guy says, oh, well, it'll take us about 10 days. Another guy said it'll take at least 7. Another guy says 13. I said, does anybody get their story straight? So, Jimmy Smalls, tell everybody what you got for the people around the globe, what you can do for them and how much.
Yes, sir. So, we're in the Bay Area, and we've got a great promotion going on, like you were saying. It's a whole house special. It's eight windows for $59.80, and that includes the replacement, installation, and labor of those windows. So, that's a really good deal. And we always have promotions going on patio doors as well. So, we can do French doors, sliding doors. We can make your doors bigger. We can make them smaller. We can put doors where you don't have doors. So we do it all. And the promotion we're running is great, and our installers, I can't say enough good things about our installers. They really take pride in their work, which is something that's rare and something that we appreciate as a company and some that all of our customers really appreciate because, you know, when you do your windows, you only want to do it one time. And that's what we're about is getting out there, getting the job done right, and hopefully you'll never see us again because we did a good job. And if we do see you again, hopefully it's because we did such a good job, you want more windows. So that's what we've got going on. The best number to call if you'd like to set an appointment in the Bay Area is 831-438-3622. Call us anytime, and if we don't have somebody that can answer the phone, we have a message company set up so we can get your name, number, and get back to you as soon as we can. We're really busy right now. It's starting to heat up. And people want to stay cool. So if you want to stay cool in your house, windows is the thing to do, for sure.
You know, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to do a little PS on this. The references that contacted me were just so amazed on the cleanliness and the speediness of getting the work done and how neat your crew was. They came in, they did the job in speedy time. They did a quality job, and they put everything back, and it was so clean, they couldn't believe what they seen with the new windows. Is that true?
Yes, sir, and that's, you know, that comes down to taking pride in your work, you know. When we come out to replace your windows, we want you to be able to enjoy them as soon as we're done. We don't leave a mess. We make sure everything's finished and looking just the way you want it, and if it's not, then we're not done with our job. So we definitely take pride in that.
You know what, Jimmy? Give another shout-out to everyone out there that's got their ears on, and tell them who they can call one more time, please.
So give us a call at our office, and that number is 831-438-3622. And we'll have someone come out there and take a look at your windows and see what we can do for you.
Jimmy, thank you so much for making the time and giving a shout-out to our folks. Let's see if we can drum up some business for you, okay?
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, brother.
God bless you and all your crew and the people in the office who I've talked to. You're one hell of a group of team of people, and we love you. Ladies and gentlemen out there, listen one more time. It's area code 831-438-3622. Just call there and say Jimmy sent you. Let's see what he can do for you. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Talk again next week.
Thank you, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, you've got to get yourself. If you're looking for this type of work, you got to see these people. Nobody can beat their prices. Nobody. I've checked. Believe me. By the way, I want to give another big shout-out to Luigi's. That's right. So Luigi's in Solomon. It's out there by Rockwell, Texas. Thank God. My good brother Swede's out there, I think he is, or is going to be on. He told me, he says, Tommy, he says, remember when you took me out for my birthday when we were out there on expedition? I do, Swede, I remember. And I remember the barbecue place, too. I just don't remember its name, and I didn't understand the transmission that you sent me. Is Swede on, Rocky?
Yes, he is.
Let put him on, would you?
He's on.
Hey, Swede.
Hey, Tom. How are you, son?
Well, how are
you're
you?
Doing so good.
I remember Luigi's like it was yesterday, brother. You bet. And I remember what happened there with the carnivore guy that lives there in his own backyard. And who the hell did they call? Us instead of them.
Oh, yeah. I won't get into that too awful much, but you definitely lied to him out. They tried to get behind us, but we left them in the dust. It was pretty interesting.
You did a hell of a job, man. You did a hell of a job, you and Rocky both, and it's something that I'll never forget, I'm sure. And like you have not forgotten either, okay?
No, Tom, that guy, the barbecue place where you bought all the barbecue, and if you can remember, I can see it in my mind, we went in there and had all that, those nice wood booths and all, it was Solomon's.
That's it, Solomon's. You bet.
Solomon's Barbecue, Rockwall.
And ladies and gentlemen, while he's bringing it up, I remember it like it was yesterday. I didn't remember the name too well. This blew me away. They knew we were in town. They knew we were coming. Didn't charge us a penny. They believed in who we were and what we're doing, and they said, listen, the food and victuals are on us, folks. Thank you for what you're doing. I thought that was very impressive, didn't you?
Oh, that was awesome, Tom. They were like, you know, we went through the walkthrough on the buffet there, and they loaded us up, and so gracious for you to, you know, acknowledge my birthday, and that was such a wonderful thing. And they were on point. They fed us well.
Yeah, that they did. That they did, Sweet. You know, and it's not just them. It's all the other people around the United States that take care of us when we're out there. Not just me, but all my boys. And we have one hellacious time with all the people out there. Because you know why? We're real. We do the right thing. And you know what? We invite the people to join us where the rest of these groups don't. Because what are they getting to hide, folks? Well, you know what the story is. And I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm just here to create love and happiness amongst all of us around the globe. Well, you know, let's get into a little bit of current events here because then we're going to get into the show. And Father Ray is going to be discussing some fabulous things tonight that he's never talked about ever, ever, ever. Okay? And there's a reason for it. He's a man of the cloth. Well, he's not there now, but he's still a very religious man. A priest is always a priest, even when they retire. But he says to me, you know what, Brother Tom? I said, what's that? He says, I want to discuss what I've learned in my life throughout the years, throughout the my tenure and what I've experienced. And I said, you know what, Ray? This could be one hellacious show, and thank you for these ideas. So we're going to give Ray an opportunity to talk about all these beautiful things. So I just want to let everybody know that, hey, pandemic is subsiding. It's leveling out. It's not peaking. Do your best. Keep doing the right thing. And by the way, in Italian, Buona Pasqua this Sunday, and you know what that is. It's just like with the Jews, the Passover. It's Easter. That's right. and everybody's going to have a blast going looking for those eggs and having those beautiful dinners. And by the way, the Catholic priests, a lot of them, they have a thing called Thursday Lamb Day, because I guess that was the day that they took Jesus Christ, and then 3 days later he awoke. Maybe he can also talk about that tonight too. And of course, Pasqua in Italian is is Easter, and that's on Sunday when he awoke, okay, and came back to life and proved to the world that hey, there is such a human being. Boy, he's been around ever since in so many lives. So without any further ado, I think what we'd like to do at this point in time is bring my brother, Mr. Father Ray. By the way, he's on the other side of the coast. He's down in Florida visiting his other brother. Father Ray, you out there?
I'm here, Tom.
How are you?
I'm here. Wonderful. How
and
are you?
You sound like a million bucks, brother. You know, I hope I'm not divulging too much, because I don't know how much you're allowed to talk about, but when you told me about demonic possession and when you told me about skinwalkers and shapeshifters, I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is just phenomenal, because we've really never done any of this, even though we filmed it in the last year and a half.
Yes.
Which that movie is coming out, folks, called Monsters, Mysteries, and Myths. So what would you like to expound on first?
Well, just a word about this Holy Week. It's a special week. Our Jewish brothers and sisters are celebrating Passover at this time. It began Saturday evening last, and it will go till Sunday evening. That's the Passover, the celebration of God's deliverance of the people of Israel from bondage in Egypt. And for Christians, this is Holy Week. Tomorrow is Thursday of Holy Week, and it becomes it becomes Holy Thursday in the evening. Some Catholic families traditionally have lamb on this day, and I have lamb chops marinating. It's the day that the Lord celebrated the Last Supper, and gave us the Eucharist, gave us His body and blood, and he did it in the context of a Seder meal where they probably would have had lamb. And then there's Friday, Good Friday, a day of fast and abstinence, the day the Lord suffered and died. He was buried. And then come Easter, on Holy Saturday night, we begin the celebration of Easter, the resurrection of the Lord, and new life, and the Lord's promise of eternal life. Wait a minute.
Okay. That was Saturday, and what happens on Sunday?
Oh, so Saturday, he's buried in the tomb. He goes among the dead, the souls of those who died, but they can't go to heaven because the gates of heaven are closed. He preaches to the souls and the dead, and then on Sunday, he rises from the dead as on his own power, as God, and he said he would rise, and he does, and he will never suffer death anymore, and He has made expiation for our sins. We have just to reach out and accept it. And then also his resurrection means that's a promise to us of our resurrection. Death will not have the final word. Life has the final word. Life will go on forever. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, according to the book of Revelation. Christ tramples death underfoot.
And so in essence, bottom line, he died for all our sins.
He died for our sins, and he offers us forgiveness. We have to ask for it, be sorry and repent, and we are forgiven. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, and we're set free from our sins, and we have heaven open to us. An eternal life. The pledge that this body that gets decrepit and old and beaten up and sick and dies and buries will rise again glorious, free from sin and all of the other things that go along with sin, sickness and death. That will be the sickness and death will be things of the past, and we will glory in the new and eternal life that Christ offers to us.
Okay, an amazing story. And I don't want to get too mushy with religion, and my listeners don't tune in to hear about that. But we're different here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pose a question to you, though.
Yo.
Michelangelo.
Yes.
In the 16th chapel, painted on the ceilings, and depicted in one of those pictures is a humanoid hairy beast.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I've often said to myself, well, what was this? Did they have Bigfoot back in them days? What were these creatures? Do you know the answer?
You're referring to not one of the panels up on the ceiling, but on on the altarpiece. It's his depiction of the Last Judgment that's behind the altar, and there's Christ in the middle coming in power, and there are all kinds of images all around him of what's going on on the last day. And there is such a scene of some kind of a hairy humanoid creature coming from a cave. Bigfoot? Maybe. Could be. Could he have...
Neanderthal? Maybe.
Maybe. He went into exile, Michelangelo. He went up into the Dolomites, northern Italy. He was running away. He was running away from the Pope. And in his experience up in the Dolomites in northern Italy, did he come in contact with a creature such as this? But what this is supposed to be depicting are some creatures of hell, the devils, again, could it be a Bigfoot? Could be. Could it be a Neanderthal? Could be, possibly. They were in the area,
Collect your thoughts, Brother Ray. We're going to go to commercial. On the other side of the commercial, what we're going to do is we're going to get into shapeshifters. We'll start off with the shapeshifters, then we're going to go to the skinwalkers, and then we're going to go to the demonic part. All right. And I want to save the last 15 minutes
of
conversation from all of our crew and people around the globe. So without any more ado, let's wait. And Rockstar, let's go to commercial and pay some bills, okay?
We got it.
Okay.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Hell yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Lungen. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Thank you. Bigfoot Lives, the movie, at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if I understand there was some difficulty. We're having some kind of transmission difficulty with the commercial, and Rockstar will take a look at that and find out what the problem is. But nevertheless, we got Father Ray on the line with us. He's from Gallup, New Mexico, a retired priest. He's like a brother to me and my family. He's been there for us and our team members now for, oh, I guess about 17 years. He's a believer. And at the same point in time, he wanted to come on board tonight and talk about skinwalkers. He wanted to talk about shapeshifters, and he wanted to talk about demonic possession. I've had a little bit my hand and dabbled with all three of those, ladies and gentlemen. But now let's get the man of the cloth's opinion on all three. Where would you like to start, Brother Ray?
With the Navajo lore and what the Navajos say about the skinwalkers.
Okay, good. And when you're doing this, please talk loudly so my people around the globe can hear this, because this is intense. Make sure that your mouth is right up to the phone, because I'm getting texts already. Tom, please tell Father Ray to talk real clear so we can hear him. So it's just like you on Sunday when you used to be on the pulpit, when you used to scream it out and tell the world what it was all about. So it's in your hands. I'm passing the baton on to you, brother. Go for it.
Okay. Am I speaking loudly enough now?
I can hear you loud and clear. I hope, Mike, if I get any texts. But so far I haven't, so go ahead. Your audible is good.
All right. We're talking about the skinwalkers. In Navajo lore, these are people, human beings, men, who put on the skins of animals, and they assume the personalities and the powers of these animals. It might be the wolf, it might be a dog, or it could be a Sasquatch, could be a Bigfoot. These things have always been considered evil. Now, I'm not saying Bigfoot is evil. I'm not saying Bigfoot, they are creatures. I believe that in creatures that are Bigfoot, they're not all demonic possessions. But I'm saying that there are people, human beings, who in the Navajo lore, they put on the skins of animals. They assume the personalities and the powers of these animals. They've always been looked upon as evil, things to be avoided. They can run at unbelievable speeds. They can cast curses with their eyes to look at somebody and cast an evil spirit. They can bring about death. So that's what the Navajos have to say about the skinwalkers. Etc.
Well, let me ask you before you go on any further. Do you believe in any of that?
Oh, I think. Well, yes, because what I'm about to say is yes. There are people who align themselves with the devil, with the power of evil, and the devil is real. There is a person, an angelic person, who is evil. He's not the opposite of God, because that would just say he would be equal to God. He's a creature. He's lower than God. God is goodness. Goodness is much greater than evil. But there is a being, and he has followers who are spirit. Okay, and they're spiritual black holes. Their purpose is to destroy, to cause evil, to bring about, to wreck the goodness in God's creation. That's the devil knows he can't win. Christ, because of his victory on the cross and his resurrection, has won the victory, but it's still being played out in time. the devil is trying to do as much collateral damage as he can by stealing away souls whom God created to be with him for all eternity, and he can throw it up in God's face and say, you see, God, this soul you created to be with you forever, I got him now. Ha ha. Anyway, so shapeshifters, the same thing, the purpose is to change. Now, I saw a DVD, I saw a video on YouTube and talked about Sasquatch and about these. Now, I'll repeat myself. Not all Sasquatches that we see, that we encounter, are evil demons. That they are not. They're creatures of God. I'm saying that there are people who choose to align themselves with the dark side, with the devil. And then the way they do it is by shifting their shape to a wolf, to a Sasquatch, to a dog or something, and to cause trouble, to cause evil, even death if possible. They said in this video that they noted that they will see creatures like the Bigfoot, and their eyes are glowing red. That's an indication that they are of the devil. They gradually take on these. They can change their personalities, and they also said in this DVD it takes time. One has to learn how to change one's shape into the, and kind of be an apprentice to evil, and to take on this personality for the purpose of causing hurt and destruction and death. And skinwalkers, shapeshifters, demonic, they align themselves with the devil, with forces of evil, to hurt, to destroy, to kill. That's how I would link those three things. Now there are these creatures, which are Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yowie, whatever name you want to give him, and they're creatures of God. They're living their lives. We don't know. We're learning about them. That's why we go out on expedition and look for them and try to discover them or discover more about them, etc. There are those human beings who use their free will to decide, I want to give myself over to the power of evil, to the devil, by putting on this skin, I'm going to take on the power of the dog or the buffalo or the Bigfoot or the wolf or whatever the case may be, and I will get these extraordinary powers of speed, the ability to cast a spell, to cast a curse on someone. Okay, but those were human beings, human souls, who freely chose to unite themselves with the power of darkness, of evil. Some may take on the form of a Sasquatch to do that. Now, there are, just like there are dogs and there are wolves and there are buffalo and there's Sasquatch, they're creatures of God, and they're living their lives according to their nature, and we're trying to find out about it. Wanted to say. I'm sure that there are other Aboriginal people around the world, and they have similar stories about human beings who take on the personalities of animals for the purpose of causing hurt. They're destructive. They're mean. They want to frustrate God's plan for all of us, which is eternal truth and beauty and goodness. So. It's good when we are out and exploring, and we think we're encountering a Bigfoot. It's another creature of God. a bipedal creature, something that and has intel. We want to learn about said creature.
Let me stop you for a minute, Brother Ray.
You
were up there where I met you in Farmington.
Yes.
And I know a lot of that stuff was going on up there, and it really kind of spooked me. I'm going to be honest with you and honest with my audience around the globe, because I personally had an encounter, and I never talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it tonight. When I had somebody show up at my door up there and say he was so-and-so and said that he had a location where there was a Bigfoot.
Yes.
And what I'm going to tell you people around the globe right now, you're going to probably think I'm nuts, but it actually happened to me, and I've said it to very few people. I don't even know if I even told you, Brother Ray.
Mm-mm. No.
And we went out to the location, and as we're driving out there, the guy turned out to be something entirely different. He went from a human being into a wolf.
Yes.
And I says, you know me, I don't hold anything back. And I said some bad words, and I'm not going to say it on the air right now. I stopped the rig. I took the keys. I got the hell out, and I opened the door, and I said, look it. I'm a Roman Catholic. I believe in God. I says, get the F out of here.
Yep.
Within less than 60 seconds, turns back into the person that came to my door. I said, okay. I says, I want you now out of my rig. I said, open the door, okay, and leave. And I says, if you don't leave, and that's when I carried my sidearm. And I says, there's going to be some action over here, and don't make me do something I don't want to. He opened the door and got out.
Yes.
I got back into the rig. I went back to where we were. And the only person I told was my son.
Yes.
And, you know, he says, you know what, Dad? He says, just keep it to yourself. He says, because, you know, we're in an environment of something that's going on where they don't even believe Bigfoot, let alone, shapeshifters. Yeah.
But
that's what I had. Have you ever had any encounters?
I have not, such as that, no. But I know that it is a belief among our native people, our Navajos and Apaches. That sounds like a skinwalker to me. That sounds just like what a skinwalker would do. It's a human being, and he changes into the form of an animal.
Off the subject, because, you know, it just brought the hairs on my neck up, and I really don't like talking about it. But it did, and I said I was never going to talk about it, but I did because of you talking about what you're talking about. But at the same point in time, let's get into that third part that you were going to divulge on, and that was demonic possession.
Demonic possession. Well, as I said before, the devil is real. The devil, and he is a creature. He's not equal to God. He's not the opposite of God. But he is a creature, and he has chosen in pride, he wanted to be like God, and he lost his place in heaven, and he took many angels with him who are demons, who are evil spirits, bad angels. The devil has lost his he's lost the battle. He will, in the battle between good and evil, good wins. Good has the fight. That's what we're celebrating at this Pascha. At this Easter, the celebration of life's triumph over death, and God, the devil is still working out in time. He can't. He knows he can't win. He's trying to cause as much collateral damage as he possibly can by luring people away from God. He cannot, the devil can't touch our free will. God will not touch our free will. He could take it away, but God gives it to us because he wants us to choose to love him and follow him freely. But we could choose not to. And so that's evil. So the devil can lure people away from God and say, with the promise of power, if you follow me, you put on the skin of this animal, you'll take on the personality of this animal, and you'll have great powers to destroy, to cast curses on your enemies, to destroy. Some people say, "Yeah, I want. Where do I sign up? Where's my skin?" Other people would rightly think, "No, I don't want this." As Jesus turned the temptation for power away, so we are supposed to do that. We're not supposed to take ways to power outside of the will of God.
Okay,
some
so here,
people choose...
here's an email that just came in. Father Ray, how does a person receive these demonic possessions?
They open themselves up to it. There are different portals. There are different things that they can get involved with, which open the door, like Ouija boards, like going to soothsayers, to psychics, etc. They delve into the spirit world, but they're in touch with the powers of death. So they open themselves up to this, and also, I know that this is wrong, but I'm just going to cheat a little bit. I'm just going to do this little sexual thing that I know it's wrong, but I'm going to, and the devil lures us a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then gradually we come in contact with someone who offers us the chance for great power. Wouldn't you like to have the power of Sasquatch and you'd be able to disappear at will? Wouldn't you like the power to be able to travel at great speeds, to cast a curse on your enemy through your eyes just by looking through the window? Wouldn't you have extraordinary strength to lift things? Aren't those
Let me interrupt you here, because there's another email that just came in. This is from Kevin. Let me read it to you exactly, so I don't want to bring it out of context here, because it's blown my mind some of the questions that these people are asking. Father Ray, do they all speak in tongues and have this extraordinary strength that's depicted in these movies that we see?
The shapeshifters, the skinwalkers do, but it takes time. It's not like you throw on the skin of a Sasquatch or you throw on the skin of the wolf and automatically you have all of these powers. It's a gradual thing that takes time, but if you choose to continue in following that path, you will become more and more given over to that. And you can shift into this being more quickly. Your powers for evil will be greater. Your conscience will be more and more deadened. So to answer that question, the shapeshifters, the skinwalkers, I would consider them one and the same thing. But yes, they do. And what are they'll growl. They'll take on the voice of the animal, whose personality they are letting inculcate their being more and more.
This is from Kevin again. Here's another one. He says, "I saw The Exorcist.
Yes.
I saw the one about Emily. How long does it take if they mess around with a Ouija board and the things of the other side with portals to get possessed? And if they do, how long does it take for a priest to perform an exorcism on them to get rid of this demonic possession?
There is no set. I can't say, oh, it will take 2 days or it'll take 2 weeks to get possessed. Usually this takes place gradually. There's demonic obsession, and then there's demonic oppression, and then there's demonic possession. It's a gradual thing that, again, could start out with a little compromise of goodness here. I'm going to cheat a little bit here. I'm going to do this sexual thing here. I'm gonna skip one of my response, and then the obvious things of playing with Ouija boards, playing with tarot cards, going to psychics, etc. You're opening yourself up to, but again, it's also how willing is that person to be possessed? Do you want the devil to come into you with his false promises of power and etc.? And then how long does it take to unpossess, to deep again? That's even a more open-ended question. The answer is more open-ended. Depends on how strong the possession is. And exorcisms could go on for days.
Here's another question. This one's from a new listener. She wants to know, the levitation in these movies, is that real? Can that really happen? Can they really walk on the ceilings?
Yes. Yes, yes, they can. It is possible.
So where are they getting the ability? I heard you say that they get stronger. They can run faster, just like you were talking about the skinwalkers and the shapeshifters. But you didn't really, tap on to this demonic possession thing. Now, I saw The Exorcist. I think everybody in the world has, okay?
Yeah.
When it came out, everybody went crazy about it.
Yes.
And then I was told that, that shows a bunch of them all died weird deaths. Whether it's to get them to go see more of the movie, who knows? But is there a special branch of just the priests, or are there other preachers and pastors that do this also?
Jesus gave his apostles the power to tread on the enemy, on snakes and scorpions. He was talking about the devil and his minions, etc. I wouldn't volunteer to go do an exorcism. It's a priest who's very holy. He's knowledgeable. He fasts before going into an exorcism and is persistent. And he does, again, the demon will speak and will tell. He'll mix truth with lies, and he'll talk about. And the thing is to not listen to the demon. Just continue with the prayers and with the exorcism, and ask for a sign. Where does the power come from? The devil. Ultimately, the devil. The devil operates an operation. He has demons, and he'll have a demon for sex. He'll have a demon for cheating. He'll have a demon for drug addiction. He'll have a demon for alcohol addiction. He'll have, and kind of like a department, and he'll tap on and say, demon for sexual obsession. Go work on this person. That's their weakness. You lure them away more and more. Or people who are obsessed with things of the occult, the devil will direct his occult person to go lure that person away. Take whatever help you need. Take your underlings with you and try to to show that the power to levitate, walk on a ceiling, to turn one's head completely around. These are all things that are signs of power, the devil is showing.
He's showing the strength, and he's coming to the weak. Okay, so let's take the last part of this show and leave it open to our team here, and I'm sure they all have questions. Let's start with you, Rockstar.
Well, let's put it this way. You scared the crap out of me. makes me want to take a look at myself. Let me tell you, I was raised by my granny Slavens, and she assured me long ago that demon possession was a reality, and I've never had any doubts. I just never really thought about the degrees of evil and the abilities. But, you know, you've given me something to think about. Thank
well,
you.
I think he's given us, all of us, a lot to think about. Especially being a man
too.
Of the cloth, coming out and talking so blatantly and openly about these things. You know, it's not talked about. You know, it's stuff that they put under the rug, you know, and say, well, we'll talk about it later, okay?
Hey, Godfather.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Leo. One thing I will tell you through my research and with the skinwalkers and the shift shapers, I will tell you this: through the research I've done through the Native Americans, and you said you hit one thing that'll make this right here will make the hair stand up on your neck. They do have specialized units within the Native Americans in their reservations and within their communities that are special agents that deal with this type of stuff alone. They go out just like FBI agents, like CIA agents. Whenever they get a call, they go out and do a report, they do an investigation, and they're actually federally funded, believe it or not.
You know, I'm glad you brought that out, because I would like, between now and next Wednesday, in 7 days, for Father Ray or you or somebody else who's listening out there to get one of these people that we can have on
Bless
the show
you.
And let them talk personally about their situations that they've encountered throughout their tenure doing this kind of work. I think it would be phenomenal. I really do, because nobody talks about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I say, you know, these are some of the things that they, you know, they don't discuss, they won't discuss, because a lot of times if you look at the Native Americans, they believe that these type of beings have supernatural powers that can affect you tremendously if you get involved. So I don't know what type of equipment they have or what do they use to protect themselves, but there are special agents out there within the Native American community.
I'm going to put it out to everybody around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Please, if you know one of these agents and they want to come on the show, we'd love to have them, but let us know before next Wednesday so we can make arrangements to have it. Sweet, are you out there?
I am.
What's your intake on this?
Well, no, the devil really sucks. happy birthday, Leo, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
No, Tom. You know, it's terrifying. Every day, you know, I try to do the best that I can do. And Rocky will tell you that we've had many, many demons on our back, but we always seem to kick them off. But, yeah, you can look at it any way you want to look at it, but spiritually it's the only way that you can ever get it.
So. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all heard that. We've all had these things, and we had to kick them off our backs. But the only way that we could really get rid of them is spiritually to get rid of them the right way. You know what? I'm going to leave that message for everybody, and I want everybody to have the best Easter they ever had. And my brother, Leo, you have the bestest birthday this Friday, and know that there's a lot of people that love you besides your family. Kudos
you,
and salutations. Till next time, America.
Father Ray, Leo, Swede, Doyle, everybody, thank you so much for coming on and listening. We've got a lot to think about now. And I will see you back here next Wednesday. Everybody, good night.
Good night, Rob.
Good night, Leo. Good night, Doyle.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Father Ray.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales and facts.